This is AP News Minute. Survivors of a blast that rocked an oil platform in the Gulf of Mexico are now back on land, meeting with their families. Meantime, the search continues for 11 workers who remain missing. The Coast Guard says no one has been spotted and that the air search will continue at first light. A surviving crew member of a sunken fishing boat in Alaska says the captain's decision to send a last-minute distress call may have cost him his life. But Robert Jack tells the AP that Captain Robert Royer's Mayday call may have saved everyone else's life. Royer suffered a head injury while trying to leave the boat Tuesday as it sank. About 80% of flights are now operating out of Europe's largest airports. Airlines say they may need as long as a week to get stranded passengers to their destinations after a week of cancellations because of that Icelandic volcano. Restrictions still remain over parts of Britain, Ireland, and France. For the first time in its history, the NFL draft goes primetime tonight. Sam Bradford, a quarterback from Oklahoma, is expected to be the top pick of the St. Louis Rams. The first round will be held tonight, followed by the second and third rounds tomorrow. Rounds 4 through 7 will be Saturday. Ed Donahue, The Associated Press, with AP News Minute.